What's up, you guys? This is Dinetta, aka D.E. Williamson. Of course, I'm here to talk ish and chew bubblegum. And here we are talking about how the fact that people really don't give a fuck about you. Okay? People do not care. And in today's society, which what we call now hell, we have the actual Florida's Education Commissioner, Manny Diaz, failing to actually show up to a forum on the Black history curriculum. So let's dive into this, okay? So this is like my normal rant, so let's go. People don't actually care about what other people are going through. We live in a society that is built on what people can get out of someone else or something else to their advantage and or benefit. It does not matter how it will impact and or negatively affect the person. People do not care to know how unstable others are mentally and or physically. They look down upon those that are open about their lows because they only want to be affected by people's highs. If the people are in a high position of an already established popularity, those persons can obtain a lot more sympathy and empathetic feedback versus if you're someone that's not anyone that people know, that there's no popularity to your name and or your influence on them and or society. Imagine if you shared platforms and or devices with someone per family share plans and the primary person changed the password out of the blue to a password such as "I hate my life." Would you comment and or bring this up once they provided you with the new password? Do you think one would say anything to the person if they cared or didn't care? And if they didn't say anything, should that person then believe that those persons don't care? So, I mean, where are we in society where we don't actually, we are in these people's circles, but we don't actually give a shit about them? If someone is stating and they're giving you suggestions that, you know, I hate my life, they're constantly talking about how they're feeling in this society, how they don't want to be here, how they, you know, they need to go, they need to escape, and you and that person gets nothing back from them. You know, you get nothing, you know, if you're pushing that narrative and you're letting people know that's in your circle, this is where I'm at, and they just dismiss it. They literally ignore it. At that point, I would suggest, because I see it all over social media, I've dealt with it myself, message boards and groups, Reddit groups, Quora, people asking questions and just showing that they are reaching out to someone and they just need that feedback and that conversation, just communication with people. However, if you're reaching out to your circle and those people don't give a shit about you, let them go. Don't even discuss anything else with them. Don't even discuss your highs with them anymore. Don't discuss anything that they will use against you, because if they are listening to you and they're just quiet and they're not saying anything, I guarantee you 110% they're going back and talking about you to someone else that they can then release their frustrations out on. Even though they're not saying shit to you, they're not communicating with you, they're not offering you any form of advice, they're not offering you any form of suggestion, they're not being nothing to you, they're not even offering you their shoulder to cry on, anything. They're just listening, but they have nothing to say. They don't even say, "Oh my God, you know, I understand that you're going through this," or "If I don't understand that you're going through this, maybe you need to seek this. How are you doing in your message boards? Are you, you know, seeking out other people that's having the same issue?" Nothing. They are saying nothing. And at that point, you know, well, what else can you say or do? There's no point in just soaking it all up and soaking it all and continuously pushing that out there, because they aren't listening. They do not care. So at that point, squash it. Don't say anything, because what we found out is that people, like I stated earlier, people love when you're at your high. People will start supporting you when they see that you have now become popular and someone to support where it would be meaningful to them, where it's going to benefit them. Because remember, people do not care about other people unless it is to their advantage and or it will benefit them. So many people are out there just like that. They need attention. They need something. If they don't have it in their lives, then they're going to be trying to seek it out through other avenues. Okay. So just don't say anything else. Don't even offer anything. Don't offer any suggestions and or any advice to them. If they contacting you, just let them vent. But don't say shit. Nothing. Don't say absolutely nothing to them. Okay. Now, I saw on Facebook post someone mentioning how people don't like people, but they follow them on Facebook and or social media platforms. And when I think about it, it's because either person, the person who know that the people don't like them, still have them on their friends list. The people who don't like them got the person on their friends list. And it's like the person wants to stay in the know of how well or how not well that person they don't like is doing. And again, vice versa. People are mentally deranged, as they would want to know about their haters and or the people they hate. You know what I'm saying? That's like really crazy. You know, they would want to go back and discuss that person's life with others. It gives them a sense of, I guess, pride to know about others, regardless if they dislike them or not. They want to see if that person is going to amount to something. They see what maybe that they are capable of. I'm trying to figure out why somebody who you know don't like you, if you know this at 110%, why keep them? Why are you following them and they're following you? And vice versa. If you hate somebody and you don't like that person, why are you following them? You know what I'm saying? So, and there was a lot of people. Like, I reached out to some people that I realized Facebook dropped. Because I was like, I didn't unfriend these people. But I don't know, again, if they unfriended me for whatever reason. Because I remember I've had to block people and unfriend them. Because I had one chick who I used to work with. And this is before Facebook even got so popular where we were following celebrities and watching celebrities and people doing watch TV. You know how you can watch stuff and all of that. That's before any of that even became a part of Facebook. Facebook was just MySpace. Facebook was just your friends and family. So I would post stuff as far as how I was doing, because I felt that, I mean, that's what it says. What are you doing today? How are you? That's what you were posting. And when this bitch commented, why are you saying all of that on Facebook? That's not for here. And I'm like, are you serious? I see people posting this all the time and people being empathetic to them and being sympathetic and offering them whatever. And I'm like, you know, and I would be one of the people offering them advice and, you know, empathy and being sympathetic to their, you know, to what they were going through. I didn't get that same fucking respect back. So it's been really hard. So I blocked her immediately. And I was like, you know, I can't even remember if I went off on her. It's been years ago. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to block you and unfriend you, because I really, you know what I'm saying? We were coworkers, and she was like somewhat cool, but I immediately blocked her, unfriended her. And I've done that continuously. I have like hundreds of people on my block list and unfriended, okay? But generally, if like Facebook blocks someone and I don't know if they don't like me or not, because again, we have people who, and I was like, you know, I'll friend, I'm like, I don't know what happened. I mean, you know, and I'm trying to give them that opportunity. And they were like, girl on Facebook. But I don't know if they're saying the same thing. If they believe that I unfriended them and they don't know. And we're both saying, you know, who knows? But it is just wild out here because you have those people in your circle. And I couldn't get that sympathy or that empathetic views, feedback from these people. But I see that they're offering it to other people. So therefore, you don't like me. You don't like the fact that I'm, you know, telling everyone, okay, this is how I feel. My God, my day, blah, blah, blah. This is what people do. This is what influencers do all freaking day. It's not always positive. It's not always, come shop with me. Come do this with me. So it's like when I was going through, I realized that don't nobody give a shit about me at all. So I'm waiting for that big moment. I still haven't had it. But because I don't know who's for me and who's not, I know that I post shit and trying to bring out my content on social media. Well, I did create other pages though, based on what my influences are, like what I want to say. However, I don't know who's for me and who's not for me still, because me coming out and blasting and throwing shade to specific people, I now don't find them saying shit to me. You know what I'm saying? And I've blasted other people who, if I've said something, I post a lot of shit. I post a lot of happy shit. I post shit like, again, my content where, I mean, are you watching it? Are you liking it? Are you, you know, commenting? But if I post something as far as my opinion about something and it's not what somebody else's opinion is, then that's when I get people. And then they're like, they'll want to post something. And I'll be like, what's killing me is the fact that I see you. And people know what that means now. I see you. Because you ain't never liked or viewed or posted anything on my fucking page. I haven't even ever seen you even say a happy birthday. So most of those people, because I have not unfriended them or blocked them, I've now restricted so many people. Whereas they can't see shit that I post when I'm posting to my friends. Because my page, my personal page is private. And so again, most of these people are in my circle. So coworkers, people I went to school with, family, friends of family, etc. Right? So I've restricted so many people and restricted them because of that and other things. So they're restricted and they can only see my public, what I post publicly on this particular page. So we'll see how long they last. But I'm claiming victory, okay? Once I get to that victory and I claim it, that's when I'm going to post my public announcement, okay? And then once I post my public announcement, I'm going to drop that page. And meaning gone, and then I'm going to start a whole new page. Because the people on this particular page, like my professional pages, I would love to keep those. But that main page, I don't want to keep. Unless I unfriend every freaking body that's on there and go to a private page and start only following certain people. Or keep it up where I'm only following, you know, my celebrity type profiles or whatever. So I haven't made up my mind exactly because I really want to say just screw it. But I have gained so much traction in my other pages, which are only there because of that first primary page. So we shall see. We shall see. And I was doing some post. I thought I was supposed to be trying to do it as like a poem, but it didn't turn out like a poem. And I was like, I hate my life. I hate who I am right now at this time. I am not who I'm supposed to be, if that makes any sense. I love me, my seeds, my flowers blossomed into offsprings, but my career, my placement in the world is not where I'm supposed to be. Who am I? My life was redirected by others, but not me. I never had the what do you want to be when you grow up question thrown at me. And for over 40 years now, I realized that that creative person living inside of me was meant to be free. But that was never a financially or financial stable position for me. Not with a child, not with the bills and the responsibilities and lifestyle surrounding me. So if you're listening, if you're out there, you got people in your circle that aren't doing what they need to do to make you feel secure in that circle, drop the fucking circle. It's not worth it. So here is this, in today's society, what I call our current hell. Florida Education Commissioner Manny Diaz failed to show up at the forum on Black History curriculum in Florida schools, Thursday, August 10th, 2023, in Miami Gardens, Florida. Now, if that's not the in-your-face loudest comeback ever, saying I don't give a shit about people response, what is? Okay, Black history standards are being criticized for what the white leaders in this country are deciding to teach, as they are trying to erase their truths on what actually happened in our history regarding slavery and Blacks in general as a whitewash load of bullshit. I have argued before on the fact that our biggest mistake now coming back to bite us in the ass was to fight for our oppressors to provide a equal, non-discriminatory education to us, okay? Yet, if we remember correctly, these are the same people that didn't want Blacks to read, to learn how to read, right? And or be educated to learn and be aware and knowledgeable. They wanted Blacks, people that they deemed to be inferior to them, to be in the dark and only beneficial to them as slaves. Ain't shit changed. I'm trying to figure out where these people want us to believe that they changed, where these people want to believe that their ideologies change, when we see that it hasn't, based on how they implement, what laws they implement and what bills that they try to force out and put in place in regards to religion, people of color, just everything that's related to our voting rights, everything that they try to go in to restrict. They do not want us to have a voice, and they're going in trying to find ways continuously to try to block everything. We are now seeing that they are reversing laws to protect people. They're trying to take us back to the Jim Crow era because their white supremacy ideologies has never changed. They are the primary persons that are in control of the house right now. They have always been the primary people, the primary race of people in control of how laws are implemented. Black people hold no power. We hold no power. We're still the race of people that are continuously arguing about still being oppressed. It's like we're again, and I stated it before, we're beating a dead horse. Literally, we're beating a dead horse. Because these people aren't going to change, okay? They're not going to change. We see that, we notice that. What are we hoping to gain from continuously beating that dead horse and trying to force the dead horse to acknowledge us? What are we trying to get because they're reversing the laws that we were so proud about. And then here's the thing, Black people never benefited from the civil rights movement. As far as affirmative action was put in place for Blacks, right, people of color, and for people, and of course they did not want to make it just about people of color. You know why? Because it wasn't going to be about people of color. They still had shit in place. And what that means is they still had their people in place. These people know that they're racist people. Right? They're in their families. They're in their circles. They know this shit. So why is it always that when we are questioning what they're doing and we see it, oh, y'all playing the race card. They are the ones that created the race card. How are we playing the race card all the time? We can only play the race card because you created it for us to play. Because that's all you've played. That's all. The only card that these people have played since day one has been the race card. And we're just in there playing it with them. But every time we try to play the race card to make it acknowledge, to make them acknowledge their racist behavior, their white supremacy ideologies, then it's us. This is a rape base. This is clickbait race. What are you talking about? Everything that we're doing, we're picking up from our oppressors. Everything that we're doing, we're picking up from you. Everything is about race with these people. If it wasn't, then we wouldn't be so divided. If it wasn't, they would have acknowledged and stated, okay, this is what happened in slavery, instead of them trying to whitewash it. They're trying to make it seem as if it was just a benefit to us. It was a compromise. And then they literally have this fraud white man who didn't discover shit talking about, oh, well, before you start to judge, being a slave was better than being dead. What the fuck are you saying, white people? How are you approving this shit? And we're still living in this shithole, abiding by it. And we still got people believing that this, it's like, oh my God, it's like, and then you can't even go nowhere. You can't even get the fuck out of here. It's like we're in a fucking Twilight Zone. We can't even go anywhere because they're everywhere. Racism is everywhere. We're the most hated race of people everywhere. And then you can get onto the like the African boys and all of that shit. And you have Africans who don't like Black people because we're calling ourselves African Americans. And they're saying that we're not Africans. We literally got white people being born in Africa who feel that they are more African than us. That's the reason why I do not identify as an African American. I do not identify as a Black American. I'm fucking American as far as my nationality. What my ethnicity is, I don't fucking know because we were what? I don't know my history. I don't know if I came from Africa. So these assholes tell them, go back to Africa. Guess what? I've never been to Africa. So stop telling people who've never been to Africa can never afford to go to Africa to go back to Africa. How about you do this? You and your ancestors, y'all find out if I'm from Africa and you pay me my reparations or money to take my Black ass back to Africa. How about that? Since y'all are a part of us, the reason why we're here. If y'all want to start taking credit as slavery being a benefit to us, then pay us our reparations because we didn't receive any benefit from it. You didn't teach us anything. We are Africans. If Africans was over there, these people already had talent. They were already doing things. They were already resourceful in their own land. They were already tradesmen. They were already cooks. They were already aware and talented in needle and point in creating their own shit. It's just, oh my God. Like, what are we doing here? And none of them can really say, if any of them ever tried to even come at me and debate me, it'll be just like the freaking Exorcist. You know, I always ask the question, are we this delusional? These people could care less about Black people and or people of color. They still have it written in local and state laws to utilize slavery as a punishment. Again, they don't want us to be informed, aware, and or the key word here, woke. They hate that we are educated and no longer in the yes massa to their BS. We're no longer sitting quietly and eating their shit and pretending like it's ice cream, right? We're no longer allowing them to hide their truths. These people, okay, hated losing their property. And meaning people. Blacks are the only race of people to have ever been enslaved on this America land, okay? We are everything they want to go away but are forced to see and deal with on a daily basis. They hate us for being us. They hate us for being alive and free. And no, they do not ever see us as their equals. They will never see us as their equals. Regardless if we hold the same degrees as them. Regardless if we have more experience than them. And this is evident in our the pay structures per work in this society. Yet as a race of people, we are still looking for them to treat us fairly. Not whitewash our history and acknowledge their truths. Like, when are we going to... realize that we're still dealing with these folks oppressing us today through their laws, mandated bills, policing, rewriting history, their white supremacy ideologies, reversing laws to save a dying race. How far have we come in actuality? If they are the ones still imprisoned mentally, at some point we have to rise up and crawl our black asses out of their rabbit hole.
He thinks he is watching, the black one, is a mirror of his own.